So I want to switch over and get your thoughts about triple negative disease. And one thing that I'm starting to hear about, and maybe there's going to be some data presented, is the possibility of using a checkpoint inhibitor, metastatic triple negative disease, combined with chemotherapy. Any comments in general about checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer and this what could be emerging strategy?
I think these are very exciting. I mean, as you know, the last 150 years, people have been trying to get the immune system to go after our own cancer cells with minimal success, in my opinion, an occasional response here with melanoma or renal cell there, but really not much until three or four folks who did so figured out how to break tolerance, and those are the checkpoints, and how to then inhibit the checkpoints so our own immune cells see our own cells. It's a good thing they don't, or we'd all have rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and basically graft versus host disease. But the question is, could we do it selectively? And as you know, that's been one of the great hits in the last 5 years. I never thought I'd say this in my career, and neither did you, Neil, that we can now probably cure 20% of patients with metastatic melanoma. And I have to say, that's a gee whiz, and the treatment for all the other diseases. So the question is, what about breast cancer? So far, the results up until recently have been pretty unexciting of the checkpoint inhibitors with breast cancer. But probably one of the problems is that trying to figure out where these drugs work and why. It's not as clean as ER positive, ER negative, HER2 positive, HER2 negative, and response to endocrine therapy or anti-HER2 therapy, respectively. There are a number of predictive factors, all of which have probably combined in one patient to be a predictive index. And by those, I mean things like PD-L1 expression, mutational load, HLA status, now more recently microbiome in your GI system. And I don't think any one of these is going to be a single predictive factor. Put them all together. And then within breast cancer, basically the people who've been doing the studies have used the markers we use to decide about endocrine therapy, ER, or the markers we decide about HER2, and said, well, if you don't make those, so-called triple negative might respond to the checkpoint inhibitors. Well, triple negative is a wastebasket of a bunch of different diseases. So, and by the way, ER-positive breast cancer that becomes refractory to endocrine therapy begins to act like triple negative, even though it was ER-positive. So we need more biology. But there is a single study now, and all we know is a press release. So I'm a little reluctant to talk publicly with just a press release that a study in triple negative patients of a checkpoint inhibitor versus nil has, quote, met its primary endpoint. I don't know what that means. We'll see more about this. I suspect we'll see it at San Antonio. And so I'd be more than willing to talk to you once we know those results, Neil, but I don't know much else about it. Certainly right now, I would not recommend any checkpoint inhibitors for breast cancer outside of a clinical trial. I don't think we have enough information to suggest we know if it works or where.
Just to clarify, though, in terms of what you were saying, I think it was a checkpoint inhibitor or not, but I think it's with a taxane, which is kind of a little bit different.
It was chemotherapy with or without checkpoint inhibitor.
Right.